Hello, right. Welcome to the to the new and revived podcast. I'm Justin.
I'm Kaylin.
And I'm Hunter.
All right. All right.
Check it out. We're recording.
We are recording.
It's been 4 years.
Hello, everyone. It has been four long years. Since our last podcast.
Yeah, and that podcast will remain unnamed, so
I'll probably drop the name later on.
Nobody will need to find it.
So people
I've set up traps. If you go looking for it Indiana Jones style, there will be, like, if you remove the podcast from the center console thing, a giant boulder will appear behind you and start chasing you through a tunnel.
I don't think anybody wants our old podcast that bad.
Me neither.
No, they don't. And if they,
they would really have to go through that situation because a giant boulder is not worth our crappy ass 4 years
ago. I'm just saying, this is just in case somebody ever goes looking for it.
And your keys of your keyboard will tap your flipping fingers. So don't go typing for the podcast. 4 years.
Yep, it'll just be a mystery. No one needs to know about it.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yep. We've hidden it.
It's like the lost city of Atlantis, but a lot less significant.
minus the water, the Atlantis.
Well, I mean,
the technological wonder.
It should be, all the evidence should be at the bottom of the ocean. Like,
yeah.
If only we could.
But it's really not. It's just terrible.
The past, like, earthquakes in the past few years. Come on, where
the Haitian earthquake was possibly caused by someone listening to our podcast.
It was underneath the water.
And
it was the podcast.
It wasn't the gaze, like Pat Robertson said. No.
No.
No, it was our podcast.
Mr. Robertson. It was not. And it was our podcast shaking underneath the water.
Someone had disturbed its slumber.
Oh, God.
It's still alive. It's just like BP.
Oh.
We thought we capped that, too.
Nope. We were wrong.
That wasn't oil coming out. It was our podcast. That's why all the wildlife started to die.
Yes. There was just...
Patterns, people.
It's embarrassing. We owed a lot of money to a lot of people.
Yeah.
And Mother Nature kind of hates us now.
And Mother Nature? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, at the same time... You know, we help Mother Nature remember why she has to survive and still perform natural selection and all that sorts of...
It's because Mother Nature is still a female, so therefore she has her time in the month to do.
See?
Think about that.
The world is genderly fair. Not racially, but genderly.
Yeah. Father Time, I'm sure that's one hell of a prostate exam.
Yes.
I feel bad for that doctor.
Paychecks.
Wait.
So, let's talk about what we've been up to since the start of 2012. A new era of socialism in America.
Here we have it. Change. Are we happy, America?
I am, but that could be because there's a government secret police member in my house... telling me how happy I am.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
or it might be...
I have to hire one.
It might be the fact that there's DEA agents every frickin' where, and, I don't know, I'm kind of expecting them to bust down the door any minute here, because they're not...
Yeah, I used to think grocery shopping was safe.
Yeah, it's not.
They're gonna check your bag goods for... Oh, yeah, they'll check your bag goods, all right.
Yeah.
Okay, so the...
Socialism also means freedom. So what have we got going on for... This is our era to get it going and get the freedom started. So what have we liberated us? What have we started upon?
That didn't make any sense.
I think he knows that.
Okay, so what have we all been up to since the beginning of 2012?
Work.
School.
Any exciting things?
Well,
clarify.
I have no, almost no life outside of work. It's very sad.
That is sad.
It kind of sucks. But at the same time, money's nice. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
So, maybe you're only supposed to have one main aspect going on at this age. Like I don't know. I go to school, I come home, that's it. You know?
Or Kaylin, you could punch your supervisor in the face and tell him, no company owns me, and then storm out.
No, because I kind of want my job. I kind of need that, considering I'm going to have my own place here soon. And, I got bills to pay, so I'm not going to punch my GM in the face, first off. Second off, you know, I'm not going to because he's a fairly large black man, and I don't stand a chance, so I'm not going to take that chance.
Well, you might surprise him.
I don't know. Maybe
he could be shocked. He's like, I won't imitate. I'm just not going
please
to
don't.
Do that. Just not going to do that.
We don't need this. Okay, so
what have you been up to, Justin?
I've been doing school things as well, but this past semester the only fun thing I did was work on websites.
Cool.
Nice.
Yeah. It wasn't nearly as difficult as I thought it would be.
Good.
So it's
kind
of
like it, you know.
Well, I know it's cool and all. It's like any tard can do it. If they really wanted to, it's like, oh, okay, well, I want to embed a video, so I'll just use this video tag, and then it's done. I was like, oh.
Yeah.
This is a lot less work than I anticipated.
God, so it was kind of like, I don't know, it was almost kind of a... Kind of let you down in a way?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because I don't understand how someone's supposed to get paid to do that, because it's pretty fucking simple. unless I'm missing something, which is pretty possible.
You could just, like, sit back and throw links onto your screen. Just like toss links in blue.
Cat? I don't have any links and I don't want to toss them. They're bigger than me.
Justin, you tossing some links over there. You dirty.
I want to do your stupid assignment.
Did you get that link? The links I sent you? Huh? You mean link? No, the links.
check outside your door.
Yeah, so what have you been up to, Hunter?
I just school, and I've been liking the writing stuff at school, the creative writing stuff.
Now, and, did you creative write anything interesting?
Two short stories, thankfully. That's probably like the first time in 4 years for that too, you know. it takes a class sometimes to get the incentive, and so it was fun. And
I see.
Yeah. I had the UK girlfriend over here for a little bit. That was nice.
Yeah. She is just a sweetheart.
Mm-hmm.
I love her.
Mm-hmm. I can't get too...
Too silent?
Yeah, or not silent.
Well,
if
we
think of the other direction, my mm-hmm's
can
go.
Well, I mean, we can just cut parts out. I have this ability to edit. I know that sounds crazy, but
well, no, I like the new capabilities. It's the fun. That's a chair. That's not.
Yeah,
I didn't make that.
I gotta admit. Is this recording my C drive? This is recording my C drive. Fuck.
Well, megabytes, right?
Yeah, no, my C drive has no space on it because my antivirus crashed and decided to take out a large chunk of hard drive space with it.
Nice, man.
Damn.
It was like a terrorist act. In my computer.
Your computer did this?
Yeah, the antivirus was like, I don't have enough I don't have enough space to complete this virus check, and I was like, okay. And it's like, oh, by the way, all the log file and stuff. Yeah, I decided not to delete them or anything. I just threw them in the hard drive and just left them there. So now you have no space.
Well, it's nice when, like, you know, technology does it for you.
This is why I don't like technology as people, because then they just get worse.
Yeah. But, it can be fun sorting it out.
No.
Finding new solutions and...
So let's talk about the Summer Olympics.
Summer Olympics?
Yeah.
Where are they being held? London, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yep.
Now, I don't know much about the Summer Olympics. So, I think...
Likewise.
Hunter, well, Hunter, you're the one who brought it up earlier, so I think you should be the one to explain to us all what the Summer Olympics are, and what it really means to America.
Sure. Well, I mean, they're going to be over in the UK, so it won't mean a whole lot to America, but...
America is competing, so it is kind of important to America.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Because
they
want to
beat
see?
Rich people.
Yeah, see, it affects all of us, you know? And it really makes plane ticket prices, like, skyrocket.
Well, yeah, because people want to go see that shit.
That's its number one function.
I wish that was good for the...
I don't know how to describe it otherwise, but, I mean, that is, like, you know, the quintessential, you know, twice as much sort of thing.
I see. So, let's talk about the competitions taking place during the Olympics.
Yes, snowboarding.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Moose riding is my favorite.
I never did well with snowboarding.
Yeah, me neither.
Skis were okay, you know? Like to hit me a few slopes every now and then.
In the summer.
Yeah.
Yes. So, okay, so the real question is, if America takes gold in any event, or maybe in all the events, does that...
No.
It puts us in a real dilemma, because that means socialism is working.
No,
that's bad.
You don't understand.
Yeah,
We are not going to win every single medal. Like, there's no way.
No, we're
like,
good.
Our socialist government. We're done, okay? It's not even going to work. Like,
There's got to be some, like, events that are, you know, sort of more native to our skills.
Swimming? Like, is Michael Phelps even, like...
Smokes pot and
is
does
he,
well.
Is
hey.
He even applicable in the Olympics anymore? Because of that?
No, Michael Phelps is not in the Olympics anymore.
Michael Phelps is getting ready
serious?
To watch it on TV. And
yeah,
he
no, Michael Phelps is like chilling.
Yeah.
He's done.
Michael Phelps is going to root for his country.
Think so.
And that's a true hero.
Sometimes I find myself rooting for other countries, and not that I'm unpatriotic.
Traitor.
But I mean, it's just like...
Wait until the authorities learn of this.
Yeah, it's just like,
Well,
calling
I mean,
the FBI.
It's like if other countries are just better at it, then, you know, others. I might just root for them.
That means they're cheaters.
You're a cheater.
And they have to be killed.
Steroids.
What?
Hot topic.
You're a hot
It is hot. Steroids. Hot. Steroids. Hot topic. Or it was. I think they probably ousted it now. They've got that well. So, but Justin, your thoughts on the Olympics? Would you want America to win?
I do, because I'm a good citizen of America.
What about Canada?
No.
Yeah. What about Canada? Huh?
What about Canada?
Does Canada have any sports teams at all? That can be used in the summer? I
just
assume they all go into cryostasis.
No.
They're full of ice, so I mean, like they've got to be good at something.
Yeah.
I imagine they awaken only like when the temperature reaches a certain level, like below, like, I don't know, 100 degrees Celsius, whenever they come out of
Canadians
hibernation.
Are useless. It's
time for the Winter Olympics, and then after the Winter Olympics, they're like, "Oh no, the temperature it's rising!" And like vampires before the sunlight, they have to go back to sleep.
They're going under
caves.
The ground.
Yeah,
all those Canadians.
Mm-hmm. I'm assuming that's how their whole country
so
operates.
So that's
actually.
Why the ice caps are melting is because the
Precisely.
Canadians are stealing all the ice.
The Canadians are digging it out.
To keep
it's not
cold.
None of this Al Gore
summer.
Stuff.
Or it's
those
a conspiracy.
Filthy bastards. Okay.
Yeah.
We
yeah.
need to drop a freaking nuke on top of America's hat. I'm kidding.
Whoops.
Canadians, if you're listening.
Oh.
You. Crap. You know what? Honestly.
Oh man.
Just to prove a point that I love Canada.
I like Canada.
If things go awry,
there's a
the
nice
United
airport.
States, I'm moving to Canada because.
Do it.
Fuck all that noise. I'm done. I'm about done with the United States. I don't know, whatever, traitor, but...
Well, I mean, the thing about Canada, they're good, and they... You know, they put a lot of their stuff in French in the airport, but hey, they got English in underneath. And that is being reasonable.
And forget
that is
Quebec,
nice.
Because Quebec, from what I hear, is filled with a whole bunch of new people, but I don't know that for sure. So.
Pretty cool. What does Quebec do?
They're French.
They do?
They're super French.
French?
They do French.
Yeah, they do French. Yeah, you know how it is.
Yeah, but if they tried Catalina, they might make that better.
Maybe if they didn't spill it everywhere.
Well, just a Canadian village.
Oh, Hunter.
God. Canada, that's it. We're going to take this podcast one day. We're just going to go up to the border, and we're going to be recording.
We're going to record one person each on a one person on each side.
We'll form a triangle.
It'll be an international podcast.
Yeah, we'll form a triangle. One of us will be in Canada, the other in the United States.
Excuse me, border guard. Can you just let me through real quick? I just need to set up this podcast equipment over here. No, don't worry about it. It's none of your concern.
Eh?
And then literally
actually,
on the other side, I'm
eh
sitting
into the microphone, please. Just start saying eh. Oh,
eh.
Eh. There you go. Yeah, that's it. Yeah. So we're just going to set up this podcast stuff. You keep saying eh. And
eh.
Don't mind us. There we go. Eh. All right. Okay. That.
It's Hunter, eh?
Eh?
In Canada, eh?
Crossing the border, eh?
Justin. Still there, eh?
I'm still here.
Fargo, eh?
I'm getting text messages.
Ah. Fargo.
Text messages.
That was a movie full of A's. I
have never seen the movie you're talking about.
I enjoyed it because of the A.
What movie?
Fargo, because so much bizarre stuff happens and all they do is keep this really like sort of like calm like demeanor the whole time, and they just keep saying, eh? Oh, a murder, eh? Oh, bad. Yeah, yeah, oh, hey. Mm.
Yeah, sounds like Canadians.
Yeah.
Canadians are, like, really chill people.
God, I want to hang out with them.
I bet you, like, every single one of them motherfuckers, like, smokes a bowl every day.
Well, that... Different bowls, you know, for different people, and, you know, there's all sorts of kinds of bowls, and... But I agree.
I have no opinion at this time.
It's okay.
You shouldn't have to. Just kind of think about it. Like, Canadians seem like really just kind of
sinister
people.
Oh,
yeah, they're so peaceful. It's almost brutal.
It's suspicious. No,
yeah.
What are they trying to lull me into a sense of false security for?
Yeah.
What's the deal?
A's don't calm me. Yeah, there's no soothing in a declarative statement that I'm not sure whether or not it's interrogative.
Have you ever wondered what Canadian rap sounds like?
No.
I have seen Canadian kids rap in a video, and they got rhythm.
Well, no. I mean rap created in... Is that just Canadian kids...
I'll have to send you the video sometime later on if I can find
doing
it.
Doing a cover? Or is that rap created in Canada? Because I just imagine that like
rap
created in Canada is like far more polite. And when I say rap, I of course mean sucky rap.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What you do with those rims there, eh?
Because, I mean, Lupe Blackstar, fantastic.
Oh, they are Canadian. Are they Canadian?
No.
Oh. Well, winning. I did not say that. I will edit.
References here.
Okay.
God, if Charlie Sheen moved to Canada...
No.
He could stop 2012.
You think so? With a giant wall of cocaine.
Say, yes. God.
I'll get you, Hunter.
Thank you. The government fought this fast. No? No. Blacklist them. Sure.
A giant
dome
made of cocaine in tiger's blood.
No.
Yes.
That has no structural integrity.
That is a mess, but it works. No. It is indestructible.
My face has no structural integrity either.
Your face, okay? How about that? My face has no structural integrity. No, it doesn't.
Shut up.
So,
all of our
that?
Faces are asymmetrical, so there's no integrity.
Shut up.
Although integrity isn't always like that, you know, it's not, you know, it's not the beginning of the world, you know.
No.
But, yes, Justin.
What are you talking about?
Check the list.
Oh, well, I mean, let's talk about Diablo 3.
Ah, yes, so tell me all about this, guys. What am I really want
to... Well, here, let me sell this game to you. I'm pretty sure Blizzard's going to use this in their tagline.
I cannot wait. I'm going to play the shit out of that game. Seriously, I don't even know if I'm going to be able to go to work.
Be able to remember to eat? Gonna become South Korean with their hands on some StarCraft.
Yes. Oh God, yes. Ah, 11 years. 11 years. Okay. And Koreans beat it in 6 hours.
Yep.
And Chinese with mouth. People.
Why don't you take it to work with you?
Play
between breaks.
During
break, you know? Eh?
No, I like the other concept better. Play between breaks.
Yeah, during the hour, during the work.
Well, no.
Yeah, can I get some fries? No. Diablo.
Get fucked. I'm playing Diablo 3. Hold on, I'm killing this boss. Yo, chill. The fries can wait. The skeleton king cannot.
Here, catch some chili sauce.
Just calm down. I just need like another 2 hours, okay?
God damn it, I have to rescue Deckard Cain again, alright? Just calm down. He's old, I can't wait. He could drop dead at any minute.
I need him, okay?
This grilled cheese is way too grilled. Do you really want service here?
No, but Hunter, let me sell this game to you. Here's how it goes. Do you like clicking on things?
I love clicking on things.
And this is the game for you. Because the entire game is just clicking on things constantly.
God, great.
That's Diablo's new tagline, I think, is if you like clicking on things, this is the game for you.
It's
fantastic.
Gosh, it's like they stepped into my dream world.
Yeah, I beat Diablo 3, before we started this podcast.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it already out?
Yeah, it's been out since Tuesday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, I went ahead and just beat it today.
How was it?
Nice.
It's pretty good.
Good.
And by pretty good, I of course mean it was fantastic.
Good.
Yeah. What was your favorite? What did you like the most about it?
Don't spoil anything.
Well, I can't spoil it.
Well,
I like the part. I think Act 4 was probably the strongest act.
Hmm.
When you say that.
It sort of makes sense. Like you go up to that next level, and then it just gets more dangerous and intensifying from there.
Yeah, no, I've started the nightmare difficulty.
Nice.
God, that one must rock insane.
You have no idea what you're talking about. Just like I'm just gonna agree with whatever they're saying. This is great.
Nod.
Yeah.
Smile.
Smiley face, nodding.
Uh-huh. Hey, Kaylin, have you seen The Avengers?
Yep.
What'd you think?
Pretty good.
Exactly. I know, Hunter, you haven't.
It was better.
I really want to see it. I really got to.
Yeah, you really do.
It was better than I thought it was going to be.
I wasn't expecting it to be as good as it was either. It was fantastic.
It was
Tony Stark, Black Widow,
and
Hulk.
I was like,
who else?
I was really surprised to find out because I knew for a fact that I recognized Captain America. And he plays the Human Torch in Fantastic Four. And I was like, holy crap.
Well, somebody made a joke about that being the best superpower, is being in two crappy superhero movies and getting cast in a great one.
Yep.
Sometimes it works out.
Sometimes. What was the other one he was in?
I don't know.
Well, I guess there was two Fantastic Four movies.
Yeah, there's two Fantastic Fours, and there's Captain America, and then it was the Avengers.
Oh, yeah, that's right, mm-hmm. Captain America.
Yeah, I actually went to the Marvel movie, the Ultimate Marvel Marathon, the day before it came out.
Oh, where did that take place?
AMC. It was awesome.
Nice.
It was 13 hours.
Was it crowded?
No.
Oh.
It was 13 hours long. God.
Oh, you mean the marathon.
Yeah.
It's like, played a bunch of them and then played the main.
Yeah, they played all the Avengers movies.
Word.
Pretty good, man. They hold up.
I hear they're going to do something like that with Batman and what.
Dude,
I'll
go to that.
I'm considering going to that.
No,
I really
stop considering and just say yes. Just agree to it.
Cool. I have
like
no two.
Debate.
Nice. Well, yeah. I mean, I really. Yeah.
I'm sorry. What were we talking about? Beth called me.
We're talking about the they might do a Batman marathon that has mm-hmm. all the Christian Bale Batman movies.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Which is like what two?
Yeah, I mean, I guess it would the third one be it? Or are they going to try and do something else after this?
I can't wait.
These are the... Yeah?
Yes. Like, whoa. Could you have, like, the Dark Knight Rises and then the Dark Knight Stumbles? Or, like...
Connor, are you looking at this thing? It says it's a problem with this call.
There's a problem with the call?
Yeah, look at the Skype thing. Kaylin got disconnected, I think.
Kaylin! Canada!
Yeah, see, this is what she gets for bad-mouthing the U.S.
Thank you for listening, listeners.
Goodbye, podcast listeners. We're glad to have met you for this brief half hour.
We enjoyed having your company. Please join us again.
Maybe,
you didn't talk
maybe
much.
Next week. Maybe not.
Perhaps.
Who knows? Maybe if we're lucky.
Whatever it plans, Canada's planning it.
Maybe if you play your cards right.
Maybe.
See us again next time.
Maybe if you wish for America to win the Olympics. Maybe. We'll just get one up again.
All right. Goodbye.
Bye.